From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tomorrow, an appeals court in Philadelphia will hear arguments in a case involving how much of the broadcast media a single company can own. Last June, the Federal Communications Commission voted to ease ownership restrictions, and almost immediately, media companies sued. They argued that the FCC hadn't gone far enough. At the same time, a group of consumer and public interest groups filed its own suit, claiming that the commission's new rules allow too much consolidation. The federal courts put the new FCC rules on hold and combined the lawsuits, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
There are actually four parties to the suit, the FCC itself and three groups that oppose the decisions the commission made last summer. One of those groups is a coalition of media activists and consumer and public interest watchdogs. Its members argue that media companies were too big before the FCC raised the ownership limits last summer. Wesley Pat Patillo is with the National Council of Churches, which is a member of the coalition. He says the growth of big media firms has damaged public discourse.
It has limited the local dimension of broadcasting. It has commercialized the media to the extreme at the expense of public service.
Ann Patillo says it's given too much power to a few huge media companies. Andrew J. Schwartzman will argue that side of the case in front of the appellate court. He's president of the Media Access Project.
In many cities in this country, a single company can own two and sometimes three television stations and the only daily local newspaper and eight radio stations. We think that that is far too much power for any one company to have in any community.
On the opposite side of the issue, a group of media companies argues that the FCC didn't loosen the ownership restrictions enough last summer. Some newspaper publishers, for example, point to a rule dating to the 1970s that prevents them from buying TV and radio stations in cities where they already own papers. The FCC voted to loosen that restriction last summer and allow more of what's known as cross-ownership in larger cities. But the publishers say the limit should be scrapped entirely because it harms the public. Sean Sheehan is vice president of the Tribune Company. He says that in Chicago and Los Angeles, for example, Tribune already owns a newspaper and a TV station. Those arrangements are grandfathered under the existing rules. Sheehan says the Tribune television stations do better journalism because they have access to the resources of metropolitan daily newspapers.
I have over 600 journalists in Chicago, for instance, and over 1,000 in Los Angeles with the LA Times. And if I can take those skilled reporters and put their product, make it available to my local communities, not only through the newspaper, but radio and TV and internet, we think we improve the level of discourse.
The third party that's opposed to the FCC is a group of civil rights organizations that argues the new rules harm minorities. David Honig is executive director of the Minority Media and Telecommunications Council. He says over the years, the commission has scrapped most of its rules intended to increase minority ownership of radio and TV stations. Honig says in the run-up to last summer's decision, his group proposed 14 new ideas, but the commission rejected all of them.
The FCC didn't even mention 11 of the proposals. Like, in hundreds of pages, like, we never even made them. It rejected even a proposal to have a rule against intentional discrimination on the basis of race and gender in the sale of a broadcast station.
The FCC's lawyers will defend the commission's decision. Ken Faree is the head of the FCC's Media Bureau, which wrote the rules. He says all the parties in this lawsuit made their arguments to the FCC last year while his staff was drawing up the new regulations. He says the rules reflect that each side is right about some things and wrong about others.
The whole process is about balancing the concerns on the consumer group side versus the concerns on the company side. The fact that we're being challenged from all different corners, I think, if anything, just suggests we probably got the balance pretty close to right.
One of the most controversial rules that Faree's staff wrote last year has been dropped from the lawsuit. The old rules allow a single company to own television stations that reach 35% of the public. The FCC had voted to raise that to 45%. Congress stepped in and passed a bill that split the difference at 39%, and President Bush signed it into law last month. Rick Carr, NPR News.